And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of August, 2014. 1922, on this date, the first paid radio commercial was broadcast. It came over WEAF in New York City. It was an ad for the Hawthorne Court Apartments in Jackson Heights, Queens, a commercial in which the announcer said, "Friend, you owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy." 1859, on this date, the first of two powerful solar storms hit the earth, solar flares. Telegraph wires were shorting out, streams of fire coming out of them, compasses useless. Northern lights were seen as far south as Cuba. In some place, the southern lights were so bright that birds began chirping in the middle of the night. If a similar storm happened today, it's estimated it would cause up to $2 trillion worth of damage. And it's the birthday of the poet John Betjeman, born in London, 1906, who was instrumental in saving the Victorian facade of the St. Pancras railway station in London from demolition. And so now a statue of the poet stands in the station at platform level, gazing up in admiration at the architecture. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled "Be Kind." Not merely because Henry James said there were but four rules in life, be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind, but because it's good for the soul, and what's more, for others, it may be that kindness is our best audition for a worthier world, and despite the vagueness and uncertainty of its recompense, a bird may yet wander into a bush before our very houses. Gratitude may not manifest itself in deeds entirely equal to our own. Still, there's weather arriving from every direction. The feasts of famine and feasts of plenty may yet prove to be one. So why not allow the little sacrificial squinches and squigulas to prevail? Why not inundate the particular world with minute particulars? Dust's certainly all our fate, so why not make it the happiest possible dust, a detritus of blessedness? Surely the hedgehog, furling and unfurling into its spiked little ball, knows something that with gentle touch and unthreatening tone can inure to our benefit. Surely the wicked witches of our childhood have died, and from where they are buried, a great kindness has eclipsed their misdeeds. Yes, of course, in the end, so much comes down to privilege and its various penumbras, but too much of our unruly animus has already been wasted on reprisals. Too much of the unblessed air is filled with smoke from undignified fires. Oh, friends, take whatever kindness you can find and be profligate in its expenditure. It will not drain your limited resources, I assure you. It will not leave you vulnerable and unfurled with only your sweet little claws to defend yourselves and your wet little noses and your eyes to the ground and your little feet. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, "Be Kind," from No Hurry, published by Etruscan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.